Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The Mall of America is expected to be packed with shoppers today looking for Black Friday deals. Vice President of Marketing Jill Renslow says they start lining up Thursday night for today's 7 a.m. opening.
We arrive dark and early, and there are thousands of people outside our doors. It is so much fun. And they're here for the tradition and to get a chance to get some of those great prizes and obviously to get started early, enjoy the entertainment, and really kick off their season. So we love when they all come and spend their Black Friday with us.
Renslow says there are prizes and mystery scratch-offs for shoppers that arrive early at the MOA. She says many retailers are offering new sales for Black Friday. This year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade showcased some Ojibwe culture tradition from Minnesota. Jingle dancers with Red Lake Nation performed Thursday as part of Native Pride Productions. Selena Jordan and her daughter, Ivy Rose Bear, were jingle dancing for millions of people in New York City. Selena says she wore a red jingle dress to honor missing and murdered indigenous women. 8th District Congressman Pete Stauber took to social media on Thanksgiving to say he's thankful for the largest tax cuts in U.S. history. Stauber said on Facebook, quote, "This year, Republicans passed the biggest break for working-class Americans ever. No tax on tips for overtime, tax deductions for Social Security seniors, a doubled child tax credit, and boosts for small businesses." Democrats argue that most of the tax cuts went to the wealthiest Americans. And the Minnesota Wild are hosting the Colorado Avalanche this afternoon on Native American Heritage Day. It will feature the first ever Ojibwe language broadcast of an NHL game. The DNR is encouraging Minnesotans to take part in Free Park Day this Black Friday. Spokeswoman Sarah Burhaus says the state is waiving vehicle permit requirements today at all 75 state parks and recreation areas.
Whether people want to go out on a prairie or in the North Woods or along lakes or along rivers, there's a lot of things to see. Even though the weather will be a little colder at this time of the year, there's still lots of really good reasons to get outside and enjoy nature over the holiday weekend.
She says it's an opportunity to burn off that extra piece of pie you ate on Thanksgiving. And the University of Minnesota men's basketball team lost to Stanford 72-68 last night at the AcroSure Series in Palm Desert, California. The Gophers led by 3 points at halftime, but were outscored by the Cardinal 41-34 in the second half. The Gophers take on Santa Clara tonight in Greater Palm Springs. This is MNN.